Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made, and you made this day for us. What a mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods that you are. You are the King. Lord, I want to praise you. I want to thank you. I want to worship you. I want to give you praise and glory and honor because you are the God of gods and Lord of lords. And I am so grateful. Lord, as the word goes out today, as we teach the owner's manual, the word of the living God, I ask you to teach us, reveal to us these mighty truths of how the word of God works so we may know more about who we are and what we can do in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, I'm completely convinced that every one of us Christians lives so far below where we should be living, because I know I lived way below where I should be living. In fact, for the first 45 years of my life, I virtually didn't see hardly any answers to prayer. I certainly didn't see any signs and miracles and wonders in the first 40 or so years of my life. But when I began to believe this magnificent book, and act on this book like it's written, and begin to walk holy and obedient to God, and walk trying my best every day to walk in faith and love and no sin, I begin to see the Lord do some of the most great and mighty things that I could even imagine. Now then, I used to think that we were sinners. And even after we got saved, we were still just old, unworthy sinners saved by grace. And I used to believe that. But when I believed that, I didn't see no answer to prayer. But Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:34 said, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame." Well, this is absolutely to our shame that we do not know that we're supposed to awake to righteousness and sin not. Well, the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. It confirms it. It says it is. And then if that's the case, we can't have power when you're asleep. So wake up. Quit making excuses for sin. Walk in the steps of the one who did no sin, which was Jesus, and there was no guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2:22. Now, Jesus, how did he heal people? Matthew 8:16, his words were with power. I mean, in Matthew 8:16, it says he bore our sickness, and actually with his word in Matthew 8:16, it says, and he cast out the evil spirits with his word and healed all the sick. And that was to confirm in verse 8:17 what was written by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, Jesus, bore your sickness and removed your disease. So, if you repent from your sins and you get right with God, then he will heal you and you will see great and wonderful things happen. Now then, he healed by using his word, and his word was with power. Now then, I used to wonder why there was so few people that walked in this thing, and that, you know, that saw a very few people that I ever heard of, and I never seen one in any of the churches I was involved in that worked in power, walked in power with God. But when I begin to read this book in detail, let me show you or share with you a little bit about what I've learned here in Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 1. Now, this is right out of the King James Bible. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free." In other words, according to what that says, I am free, I have liberty in Christ. But he says, do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. In other words, it's confirming everything else we've taught the last few days. Don't get back into sin. You have liberty in Christ, you're free in Christ, but don't get into sin. Now then, in verse 2, Paul says, "Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing." In other words, if you're trying to increase what God did through his son Jesus on the cross, you can't improve on that. You can't if you're going to do something else, like become circumcised so that you'll be saved, he says that it will profit you nothing. And verse 3 says, "And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law." In other words, if you believe in Jesus and then think that's not sufficient, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, and that's not sufficient to get you saved, then he says, if you become circumcised, then you are a debtor to keep the whole law. In fact, when you did that, when you tried to add something to faith, in verse 4 he says, you have become estranged or set apart from Christ. You have been estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Isn't that amazing? You have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We don't wait for this by being circumcised or doing something else. We're totally walking in love and in faith. In verse 6, it says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love." Now, how does your faith work? Through love. If you're walking in love, then your faith will work. If you're walking in the God kind of love, your faith will be unlimited what it can do. No, but he says, don't get out there and get involved with the world, because verse 9 says, "A little leaven leavens the whole lump." In other words, all you got to do is start getting out there and getting involved with people of the world. Just a little leaven here and a little leaven there, and first thing you know, all of you are walking in sin. But he says, "I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is." And as he goes on down, he says, "For you, brother, I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty," in verse 13 of Galatians 5. "You have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you walk in love, if you walk in the God kind of love, all the law is fulfilled in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you love your neighbor, you're not going to do anything wrong to your neighbor. And when you love yourself, you're not going to do anything wrong to yourself. You're not going to take any kind of drugs, alcohol, nicotine. You're not going to abuse your flesh if you love yourself. And if you love your neighbor like you love yourself, you're not going to do anything bad. And he said, "I say then," in verse 16, "walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." That's if you are led by the Spirit. Now, if you're not led by the Spirit, you are under law. And here's what he says the works of the flesh are. He said they're very evident. They stick out like a sore thumb. This is what they are. If you're walking in the Spirit, you won't do these things. But if you're walking in the flesh as a Christian, this is what you will do. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, you will not go to heaven, even if you say you're a Christian and you live under that list of things that I just read there. If you live and practice those things on a regular basis, if you're out doing all of those things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God, the Word of God says. But it says the fruit of the Spirit is this. Now, this is what the fruit of the Spirit is. If you're walking in Christ, you're walking under the Spirit. You're being led by the Holy Ghost and by the Holy Spirit of God. That is what you're being led by. And he says, if you're led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering. It's kindness. It's goodness. It's faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things there is no law. Now, if you walk in those, and it says, and those who are Christ, and those who are Christ, if you belong to Jesus, you will have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. But it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, these are the things that we're supposed to do when we're being led by the Spirit. Now then, if you see people that say, well, me and God got a deal. I know that I can go down to the beer joints and I can hang out and I can drink and I can carouse and I can take a different woman home every night or once a week, and me and God got a deal. Let me tell you, there ain't no deals with God. When you read this book and you hide this book in your heart, you realize that if you don't do what this book says, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Let me tell you, I don't care what's out there in the world. There is nothing out there in the world worth me spending eternity in hell for. There's no pleasures worth me spending eternity in hell for. I would give up everything. I will pursue peace and holiness and love and righteousness so that I can go to heaven. Don't let that devil deceive you. Not only will all these wicked things that I just got through reading from this list of those that are not led by the Spirit but are led by the flesh, but those things will bring sickness, disease. You'll have to go to the doctor's office. You'll have to spend all the money that you can ever make in your insurance money. Don't walk there. Walk holy, and then you'll be able to be blessed and have money, and you can walk the abundant life in Christ on this earth, and you can reign and rule with a king. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to invite you to give us a call. We'd be able to send you free and postpaid any of our teachings. And our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 during the daytime hours. And we'll be happy to send you these teachings. And if you'd like to contact us on the web 24/7, go to tlsm.org, tlsm.org, and there you can order these things free and postpaid, and also you can listen to these radio shows anytime you want to. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.